Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This week in South Dakota history, President Grover Cleveland issued a proclamation stating that the lands acquired from the Yankton Dakota would be open to settlement beginning at noon on the 21st of May, 1895. And that's the kind of information you can find in a new book called A Day in South Dakota History. Dr. Brad Tennant is professor of history and the director for the American Studies Program at Presentation College in Aberdeen. He's written the book that looks at significant moments in the politics, history, and culture of the state. He joins us now from Aberdeen. Brad Tennant, welcome to In the Moment.
Well, thank you for having me.
A fascinating book, and we're already kind of squabbling over who gets to keep it on their desk as we pass it around in South Dakota Public Radio to, sort of learn and plan and figure out something new. Tell me about the background of the book and why you decided to write it.
Well, actually, I was contacted a couple of years ago by the publishing company, the History Press, and they've actually started a state series called On This Day in Such and Such History, and so they asked if I would be interested in doing the book on this day in South Dakota history.
And did you say yes right away, or did you sort of sigh knowing how much work it was about to be for you?
I knew it'd be a lot of work, but it was something that I thought, no, this would be a great opportunity and a great learning experience, certainly. And there were some events that came right to mind, and then, of course, there's a lot of other events you had to really start to dig into and try to research as much as possible, too.
Give me an idea of where you began. Let's talk about the sort of process. Did you start with those big events and making a list saying, can't forget this, can't forget that? Or did you just go to the archives and the libraries first?
I think there were a lot of times where my wife and I were just driving around and going to various places and thinking of different events and, oh, we should include this, I should include that. And so started making a general list of some of the were notable historical events, but the challenge with a book like this is not dealing with a particular topic, it's dealing with literally dozens of different topics. So to come up with a particular event that's considerably significant, I guess, for every day of the calendar year, including February 29th, that was the challenge. Some days there were maybe several different events that were noteworthy, and sometimes it might have been just one. Some events are more historically significant than others, but we started out with the big topics first, the big items, and then just kind of looking at individual dates and trying to figure out what was noteworthy that occurred on that particular date.
Give me an idea of what's top of mind. When you think about South Dakota history, what are the events that you absolutely can't leave out or someone's going to call you and say, what about this?
Well, I think when it comes to something like Wounded Knee, for example, that was right within our first year of statehood, and you look at what happened back in at that particular period of time, back in 1890, obviously a very significant event, not only for South Dakota, but when you look at it in terms of national history as well, that was important.
And then, so you're dealing with some tougher, more complex history subjects and breaking them down into maybe reducing it to a date and time. And then there's just maybe some fun entries or things that are kind of quirky or more interesting. Tell me some of the interesting things that you discovered that were maybe unexpected.
Well, I think when it came to unexpected, just looking at the impact of perhaps some of the New Deal programs, I guess that wouldn't be entirely unexpected. South Dakota back in the 1930s, even going back to the 1920s, was already suffering from a depression. But to look at the impact of some of these programs and the legacy of those programs, whether it was the Civilian Conservation Corps or the Works Projects Administration or any of those different programs in the New Deal period, to look at the impact that those programs have had even to this day.
How did you do the research? What all went into gathering the information and processing it into a book form?
A lot of different sources, from reading a variety of different books and picking out a particular topic. Well, then you started looking into that topic a little bit more thoroughly. You end up going to archives, doing newspaper searches, internet searches, and of course the big thing with a book like this, you might come across a newspaper article that's dated May 17th, but it might be talking about an event that occurred on May 5th.
Right.
So trying to figure out what's the correct date to actually use. So trying to verify dates as much as possible. I'd like to say that every date is going to be correct, but you never know. There was a lot of times where you came up with sources and one source said one particular date, another source said something completely differently.
Right. How do you hope that the book might be used?
I think it's the value of a book like this. I mean, the entries are fairly short, but I'm hoping that when people read them, they'll think, oh, that's an interesting topic. I'd like to know more about that particular topic. And then they'll start investigating and doing some research as well.
Are there things that you had to leave out that you wish you could have put in, or was the format of 365 days pretty generous in that regard?
Well, I ended up with a little over 400 entries over the 366 days, like I said, for including a leap year.
Right, sure.
But there's a lot of things I'd probably do differently. This is the first time doing something like this, and like I said, looking for major topics, that was one thing, but then coming up with something noteworthy for every single calendar day, that was more of a challenge. And I think had I had more time and doing it a second time around, right, that there would be things that I'd do differently and probably even double the size of the book.
Sure. That's the case with everything, right? Once you get through the first time, you're like, no, I want to go back and take another crack at making it even better. Other than Leap Day, February 29th, were there any other days that took a particularly long time to suss out something interesting and relevant?
I think one of the things I tried to do, I guess, is try to look at various parts of the state. Coming from the northeastern part of South Dakota, I didn't want it to be just about the Aberdeen area or just the northeastern part, nor just the Sioux Falls area in the southeastern part of the state. So trying to spread it out around the state as much as possible. But I think one of the major topics that I came up with on several different dates was the impact of the railroads and the annual report of the Railroad Commissioners of South Dakota. Uh-huh. The railroad history is a big part of state history, certainly, but at the same time, there were a lot of farmers and other organizations that were very concerned about railroads representing big corporations as well.
All right. The book is called A Day in South Dakota History. It's available now. Dr. Brad Tennant, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.